When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Boy, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Music.
Oh, it is indeed boy music. 11:35 on a Thursday morning with The Invasion, Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. How about a little college football conversation? The Muser said something this morning that I disagree with. Fight!
Why was that French Donovan really wanting to fight?
Yeah, because the French don't like to fight, right?
I don't know.
So we'll have that coming your way here in about 15 minutes or so. But it is indeed time for boy music.
A lot of different ways we can go with this, but before we get to any type of music segment here, or talking music, we did get a tweet from a story that Travis did in the news. And this is the first time I'm seeing this. And Travis was discussing the guy that stole a couple of chainsaws from a Lowe's.
Who knew?
Did you see a picture of this, Travis? Did you see a picture of the guy?
Who knew that we were just, he was discussing himself?
No, no.
You cannot say no when it's side by side. This dude looks like you, bro.
Have you seen this tip sheet? Other bearded white men.
No. And just even the way he's holding the chainsaws and the gait of the walk.
The gait of the walk looks just like you. No, it doesn't.
In a steel photo, Baldy.
Yeah, we're both looking at this right now. This is spot on, Travis.
I thought it was him.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if you're trying to throw the cops off the scent or whatever you're trying to do, but dude.
Come check my house. I have no chainsaws.
He's hiding in plain sight by doing his own story.
I know.
It's genius.
It's the most genius thing I've ever heard of.
What happened?
Okay, man, when this guy tweeted this picture to us, at first I was like, what am I looking at? Like, how does he know the guy? I was like, wait a second, that's Travis.
Just because it's a white bearded man with glasses. No.
My goodness.
Shorts and long sleeves.
With the hat. It looks like you just walking out of a Lowe's.
I don't even go to Home Depot stores.
I am about to retweet this and you be the judge. I'm telling you. The cops may come question you about this.
All the chainsaw stories I hear from him now behind the scenes are starting to make sense.
Now we know.
I know.
I'm just going home chopping down trees.
Apparently, you needed two of them. You got so much work to do.
That's how you knew about this story. It was you.
Nah, I don't think so, man. This is false.
I think it's false accusations.
You
honestly don't think that you resemble the dude who stole the chainsaw?
This guy? Nah.
He also thought he didn't almost, you know, say the F word.
I didn't. We reviewed it, and there was not even a C in there, let alone a K.
Okay. Do we need to know that? Good Lord.
No, because to be fair, that's only 50% of the actual word.
Yeah.
You need the F part.
Okay, okay. Everyone just chill out.
I could have been talking about ducks.
Right.
And stop stealing chainsaws, okay?
I have no chainsaws.
God, it looks just like you.
Check my pocket.
I mean, it is wild.
Yeah, check your pocket.
Yeah.
Is that a chainsaw in your pocket?
Mini chainsaw.
A mini chainsaw. Yeah. I mean, I hope not. Jeez, that would be
it's like a just
horrible.
A pencil sharpener.
Be horrible.
Not me.
Okay, I'm just saying everyone else can be the judge.
That is a new version.
I don't
of a
like this
movie.
This rule set that you got.
You know what? Let's put up a poll.
No. Okay, yeah.
Was this Travis stealing chainsaws?
Was this Travis?
Yes or no?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'll put it up. We'll see what it results in. It's for the P1 to decide.
All right. I want to forward promote because in a couple of weeks, on August 15th, I am going to scratch an itch I've had for 40 years.
Wow. Man, that's...
I know. It seems very uncomfortable that I'm doing that. But no. After the hard line at 7 o'clock, I am going to put on a Quiet Storm show here on the ticket. I'm going to say it's the first time this has ever happened on this radio station that from 7 p.m. until I get tired, which I feel is going to be about 2 a.m. That's the goal. From 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., I am playing nothing but love music.
Okay.
R&B ballads from yesteryear that will remind you, if you're my age, of being in high school and college and nervously going up to a girl and asking to see if she wants to slow dance with you, putting a slow jam tape together to see if you can romancer after you had some Panburger partner in Boone's Farms. I'm taking you back, and it's going to be fun. Taking requests, all that. So I'm going to scratch that out. I used to love listening to the Quiet Storm shows on the R&B stations when I was growing up. Always said I wanted to do it, and it's going to happen. August 15th, right here on this very station from 7 p.m. until I get tired of everyone falling in love. Now, speaking of that, I think Billboard did something. It accomplished exactly what it wanted to do, because this is right up my alley. And I know you're not really into R&B music, Matt, so you may blink your eyes when I discuss this. But they recently, this week, put out the 75 greatest R&B singers of all time. And as I was going through this list, and Taylor is a witness, she was sitting right next to me, I'm bitching and moaning the whole time. So it's doing exactly what it wants me to do.
Yeah, got your reaction.
Right, and now you have to go through the entire thing, okay, and say, what the hell? Why are this even on the list? Why are they so high? What's going on? Like, I was really upset about this.
I'm curious to see how I'll feel, because I haven't seen the list.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have any feelings at all about this.
We'll be surprised.
But I'll go from 5 to 1 to say the greatest R&B singers of all time. So at 5, they have Whitney Houston, which makes sense. Jeez.
Whitney Houston.
Okay. That's right. At 4, they had Beyonce. So that now that she's a country music artist, maybe it's taking a little away from the R&B side. I don't know. I don't know about all that. But who am I to argue about the Beehive, because they will come and destroy me. At 3, they have Michael Jackson. At 2, they have Aretha Franklin. And at the number one spot, of the greatest R&B singer of all time. Care to take a guess, anyone? I didn't think so. Stevie Wonder.
That's what I thought.
Stevie Wonder. And while I very, very much appreciate his music,
is he greater than Aretha Franklin?
Are they better than Starship?
Yes, they are definitely better than Starship. 100%, Matt, to answer your question. But I don't think I've ever seen a list to where they appreciate Stevie Wonder as being the greatest R&B singer of all time before. He has the longevity, and he has some bangers. Definitely some hits. Man, I don't know about that. I don't know. I just feel like I want to argue. But they have a couple of names on this list, like Frank Ocean and The Weeknd, who don't even deserve to be on this thing.
I like The Weeknd.
Weeknd's voice just bothers the hell out of me. Just the singing, the vibrato, that wears me out.
Man, that Blinding Light song is badass. Big fan. No? I know that song. It's got a lot of synth in it.
That's the only reason you like it.
It's a fantastic song.
They have Prince at 7.
Should he be higher?
Yes.
See, R&B?
They even have R. Kelly at 9.
Hot and fresh off the kitchen?
Out the kitchen?
No, whatever.
Off the kitchen?
I tried.
You really, truly tried.
And I do my best to fit in, and it's apparent, and it was in the hospital when I was born, that I'm just not going to. And yet here I am.
Yeah, here you are. 2 years later, here you are. So it's, you know, it did absolutely accomplish what it wanted to. It got me really bitching and moaning about a list that, you know, so who really cares?
I'm very curious.
But this is my genre, man. I love this. And I don't know why R&B music rubs a lot of people the wrong way.
Do you consider Prince R&B?
Yes.
Really?
I do. And I think he has a lot of rock in him. He has a lot of pop in him.
I would have thought more because rock.
I think it's the crossover appeal that you can consider it both pop and R&B. Exactly. I think you can consider some other genres. I think you can consider some country songs country and pop.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You know, so they can cross over like that. But I definitely feel that early days of Prince was definitely R&B. And then once he got big, I think he tried to make sure he made some music that kind of crossed over, and you can get the, you know, appeal of both sides and not just strictly say, this is, you know, this is my genre and I'm definitely focusing on that. And that's what it's all about. It's all about that crossover appeal that they had. But I want to present this other thing to you, because one artist that I truly like, that I think rubs a lot of people the wrong way, especially if you don't like R&B, is Patti LaBelle. And proof that they're always listening. So I do want to play this for you as soon as I...
Live coverage of Donnie grabbing the audio to plug into his laptop to play Patti LaBelle.
So when we had...
Here on the ticket.
Gordon on for his weekly visit, when we put up the signal, I'm about to plug this in, so...
That sounded like a zipper.
We were talking theme songs.
Not a record scratch, I guess. Maybe.
TV theme songs. That was the our conversation.
Yes.
And so we talked about it a lot. And proof that they're always listening is that as you're going through reels on whatever platform you're on, I can't remember which platform I was on, this came up from Sesame Street because we did discuss Sesame Street's theme song.
We did.
And it's Patti LaBelle on Sesame Street singing the ABCs. I've never heard this as over the top as it is.
It's pretty awesome.
But it is an absolute banger from ABC. Check this out.
All right, Chrissy, you better get it right now.
So I know this may cause a lot of people to be out right when they hear that because it's over the top. And it's understandable. I get it. But let's continue.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Hear me sing from A to Z. I'm gonna do it again. So listen to me one more time.
Oh, now all the Muppets join in. We're having fun. So you know what? Let's take it to church, Baldy. Let's go to church.
Here we go.
Oh, those good norms joining in.
And all the little kids.
All right, now let's bring it down. Let's bring it to a close.
Woo! Now you learned your ABCs.
Yeah, we did. What was that, four times they sang it? Like in 2 minutes?
Well, you have to learn your ABCs. That's what we do. So I want Baldy and Tip Sheet to sing to your kids just like Patti LaBelle as they learn their ABCs.
I already forgot the words.
Are you going to be my backup singer?
No, you need the Muppets.
Those guys are expensive.
Am I not allowed to sing to my children? Or?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Sure.
I would hope your kids know the ABCs.
You know what, Matt? I want you to do that to Maddox.
Okay.
I want you to sing
ABCs
to your 14-year-old to see how quickly he exits the room as you try to Patti LaBelle.